Onondaga Community College continues to turn in information regarding the SRC Arena and three other not-for-profit entities to county lawmakers who requested it last week. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, the flap over this financial information and its availability to the public is the result of a new world of public-private partnerships.
According to OCC President Debbie Sidow, it starts with financial pressures to come up with more sources of revenue. That's the case with the SRC. The new arena, when vacant, is rented out as an entertainment venue. This ultimately creates a conflict between lawmakers who want to see the contracts and private companies who don't want to lose their competitive edge.
What this is about is trying to honor commitments on two sides. One is a commitment under law to be about public disclosure. The other is a commitment that is set aside in order to ensure that we're also honoring and we're acting with integrity relative to our partners.
Sidow says some vendors who signed a contract with SRC were upset that the terms might become public. Legislator Pat Kilmartin says ultimately he wants everyone to work together.
With these different facilities we now have in the county, there's an opportunity for everyone to cooperate, to work together, to maximize the number of events that come to all of our facilities, maximize revenue for all these facilities, and ideally reduce the cost to taxpayers.
OCC is asking Onondaga County for $9.5 million for its operating and capital expense budget this year. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.